fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I'll Silver. Ho!
One of the largest ranches in Wyoming was owned by a man named Kingdon. His acres were almost endless, but even so, he, like many of the other men in the vicinity, counted on the open range to feed his cattle. Misinformation had given them the impression that the building of the Union Pacific Railroad would bring hordes of eastern farmers who would settle farms and villages.
We can't let it happen. Man, we won't let it happen.
We'll spend a fortune to prevent it.
We've already spent plenty, Bates.
Well, where do we stand, Kingdon?
I'll tell you where we stand. That's why I called tonight's meeting here at my ranch house.
As far as I can see, the railroad crews are working as hard as ever.
Bates is right. They're progressing about 2 miles a day. What became of all the cash we spent? I thought Fabian was going to bribe those men.
Fabian didn't use that cash as he said he would.
Yes, where is Fabian?
Fabian's in jail. There's no use counting on Fabian. We've got to stop that Union Pacific outfit ourselves.
Look at here, Kingdon. I don't hanker to go up against the kind of men that are building that Union Pacific.
What do you mean, Bates? What kind of men have they got?
They're fighters.
Fighters is right. I'd like to have men like that working for me.
I hear they work with a pickaxe or a hammer in one hand and a rifle in the other. Redskins have tackled them at every turn. But the rails keep moving west.
There's only one way to lick them. We've got to do it ourselves. We can't count on men like Fabian.
Look here, Kingdon. Maybe we're wrong.
Wrong?
Maybe we're mistaken about how the railroad will cause the end of the open range.
We're not wrong. We've got to put an end to that railroad, and the time's getting mighty short.
Short? How's that?
Have any of you boys been over to Dale Creek Canyon in the past few weeks?
That's way over to the end of the range. Don't get that far from home.
They're building a bridge. The biggest doggone bridge I ever saw. It's as high as 12 or 15 houses piled one atop the other.
That's pretty high.
They're working day and night. So that bridge will be ready when the track laying crews get to Dale Creek. Men, if the railers get beyond the canyon, there won't be much we can do about it. We've got to stop them. We can't count on Fabian or any of the others. We've got to do it on our own hook.
Just a minute, Kingdon.
What's the matter, Bates?
What about this gent that's called the Lone Ranger?
You heard about him, huh?
Of course I've heard about him. He's the one that spoiled every plan that's been tried.
I know it. He's made things a plenty tough. But he can't rebuild the Dale Creek Bridge single-handed.
If we destroy that bridge, it seems like you're going a mighty long way.
It's got to be destroyed, and we've got to do it. Unless someone's got a better plan. Well, speak up. I'm open to suggestions.
Oh, I can't figure anything.
No better plan, huh?
Kingdom, are you dead sure we got to stop the building of the railroad to save our open range?
We've been all over that, Bates.
Well, and I reckon the Dale Creek Bridge has got to go.
Yeah, Bates is right.
All right. Now, here's the way we'll do it.
The town at the end of track had just been moved west. The houses, shops, and cafes which had been built to accommodate the railroad workers and their families, as well as a number of hangers-on, had been loaded onto flat cars, moved ahead, and reestablished. The sturdiest of these buildings was the jail which held four prisoners. With the moving of the community, the Lone Ranger and Tonto moved their camp. It was 24 hours after the move when Tonto rode into the camp and dismounted.
Oh, Scout. Oh, oh, better. Oh, 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 there.
Nothing new, huh, Tonto?
That's right.
I had the hope that Jim Powell and Bill McGuire might be able to make Fabian name the people who financed him.
Him got plenty cash.
Yes, I know that. Jim said there was several thousand dollars in his pocket when he was captured. He wouldn't tell where it came from, huh?
Him not talk.
How about Northcott and the two others?
Them not talk either.
Tonto, for weeks now, we've been trying to learn the identity of the men who are so determined to stop the Union Pacific.
That right.
We're going to try a desperate move.
What you do?
I'm going to get into a disguise.
Clothes of railroad worker?
No, not this time. Give me a hand with this saddlebag, will you? Help me lay out the clothing we got from that half-breed down in Texas.
You go like Payon?
Yes, Tonto.
What do?
We're going to attack the jail.
Attack jail?
That's right.
But me not savvy.
The only thing I can think of.
You mean let crook grow free?
That's it, Tonto.
There are plenty guard at jail. All railroad fella take turn at guard.
You'll have to do something about the guards. There. Now, I'll get into these clothes and disguise my face. By the time I'm ready, it'll be dark. We can make our move.
As Tonto had said, the railroad men took turns standing guard over the four prisoners in the small one-room building that served as a jail. Jim Powell, the engineer in charge, took his turn with the others. He and Bill McGuire, his foreman, shared the task. And as they sat before the door, they discussed the problems of the day.
The only thing that's worrying me, boss, is the Dale Creek Bridge.
What are you worried about, Bill?
Yeah, it's going to take a mighty big trestle. I hope it's done by the time we get there with the rails.
It should be.
But you're not sure.
I'll be sure before morning. I had word that Murphy was coming here.
Oh, he's the one in charge of the bridge, isn't he?
Yeah.
Is he coming here tonight?
Well, that's what I'm told.
Good. Will he know where to find us?
Mary and old Gabby are at the house. They'll tell Murphy where we're on guard. Say, Bill.
Yeah?
Did you hear something?
No. Why?
I thought I heard a horse around in back of the jail.
Oh, I didn't notice it. I think we ought to take a look.
Yeah, maybe so. Turn that lantern up high. I'll take it around back and see if anyone's there. You
can't take any chances with these four crooks.
I don't aim to.
Hold it, senor.
Pick one.
I am so sorry.
Who are you, Breed? Where'd you come from?
Put down that gun. Who do you think you are?
Senor. Do not waste time with questions. You'll do as I say and you will not be injured.
Well, the four left...
Senor. Do not go for the gun.
All right. You've got the drop on us. What do you want?
Soon you will see, huh? You will please keep facing this way and put your hands behind your back.
Quickly.
Behind the back, I see.
Better do as he says, Bill. He handles that gun mighty easy.
That is it. Muy bien. Adam, amigo.
Hey!
It is all right, senor. My friend is behind you. He is to tie your hands.
I thought I heard a horse in back of the jail.
No, no, senor. It was not one horse. It was several horses you hear.
Several?
Si, si. Now, amigo, tie the hands of Senor Powell.
Doggone!
What horses you got?
For myself and my friend, we have our own horses, which are over to the side. But for those who are in the jail, I have borrowed horses from the livery stable. Also saddles.
So it's a jailbreak, huh?
Whoever's tying us sure knows how to handle ropes.
Now we'll open the door. It is good to have a jail door with a bolt on the outside instead of the usual lock.
You let those prisoners out and you'll regret it.
As to that, senor, we shall see. Now, please, keep facing this way. I would not care to have you recognize my friend who is behind your back.
Look, it's a breed.
Senor Fabian, you are free. You will find the horses in the rear.
Come on, Northcott. Let's get out of here while we have the chance.
Right.
You won't get far, Fabian.
We'll get you, Fabian. You'll be back in jail inside of 24 hours.
Quiet.
Who sent you here, Breed?
Oh, that is nothing. Take the horses in the rear and ride.
Come on, Fabian. Let's not waste time.
No need to tell us twice.
Now, Senor Powell, I will have to put you and the other into the jail to give us a chance to escape. Your friends will find you there.
Hold the door.
Drop those guns and get your hands up.
We ain't got your cover. Get them up.
It's Fireball Murphy.
And Gabby.
Drop those guns. You hear me, both of you?
Dead. Dead, are you hurt?
Murphy.
There's three of us, and we're dead for shooting.
Take them. What me. You? You.
Acting with lightning speed, the Lone Ranger leaped at Powell. The force of his charge drove the engineer against the drawn guns of Murphy and Gabby Norton. Tonto, meanwhile, grabbed Bill McGuire around the waist and swung him into the struggling men. It was a hand-to-hand conflict, with the Lone Ranger and Tonto trying desperately to disarm the new arrivals so they could make their escape. Mary stood at the edge of the fight. She held a gun, which she didn't dare use for fear of hitting the wrong person. The group rolled near the lantern light, and the girl gasped.
Oh, no. No, I can't believe it.
I'll take the gun.
No. No.
Sorry, senorita. Come, amigo. Yeah.
There they go. Get him.
Hey, they got my gun.
Shoot! Drill him! Murphy, what's the matter with you? Don't let him get away.
That Breed's as strong as a big hook.
Well, a bullet will stop him. Shoot!
He's got my gun. He snatched it right away from me.
Mary, you have a gun. Why didn't you shoot?
The Breed took mine.
Get us untied. Get these ropes off.
Hurry up, will you, Gabby?
Stand still. I'm trying to untie this knot.
Hurry up, Gabby. They've got horses. They're riding away.
Now, doggone it, hold still. Hold still. I can't work these ropes while you're squirming so. Besides, those critters have got away by this time. I heard their horses start out. You can't do nothing on foot.
Ah, there you are, Powell. Your hands are free.
Confound it, Murphy. What's the matter with you? You're supposed to be one of the sharpest critters on the Union Pacific. But you let that Breed catch you off guard. Even when you had the drop.
Now, hold on, Powell. I didn't come all the way from Dale Creek to listen to you chew cinders.
I never seen anything move like that Breed.
Nor I, nor anyone else. Lightning hangs fire beside him.
Gosh, boss, you're lucky we got here at all. I tried to persuade Murphy to sit in the house and rest up for a spell till you and McGuire got through with your guard duties.
Rest up?
We knew as soon as we got close that you and McGuire were in a bad way. So Murphy passed one of his guns to Miss Mary.
Yeah, he might just as well have thrown them both away for all the good they did.
Sure, and maybe I should have kept out of your private affairs and let the Breed do what he wanted.
He did what he wanted. He did exactly what he wanted. He let the prisoners out of the pokey.
That man was no half-breed.
What? What's
that? While you were struggling, the Indian who was with him got near the lantern, and I recognized
him. What are you talking about, Mary?
Also, I recognized the voice of that man who was dressed as a half-breed.
What, recognized his voice?
Yes. It had a certain quality that was unmistakable, despite the fact that he talked broken English.
Well, who was he?
Speak up, Mary.
Who was the Indian?
The Indian was Tonto. And the man who was disguised as a half-breed was the Lone Ranger.
No, that's the one you've been talking about. Everyone that comes to Dale Creek tells us how you've been getting so much assistance from this Lone Ranger.
Well, we did get help from him.
Sure, sure, and this looks like it. This crack in the chin he handed me is a sample of the way he helps I can do without him.
There's something wrong. Mary, you must have made a mistake.
I wish I had. But, Dad, I'm sure I haven't.
But why did the Lone Ranger let those prisoners out of jail?
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
Now to continue our story. Confusion reigned at the end of track. Tim Powell wanted every available man assembled and ready for action, and he let his desires be known by sending men to work the bell cords on the three engines that were on hand.
Have you got all them candy dancers together?
Quiet down, all of you. Quiet down, listen to me. Lay off them signals.
What's going on? Why'd you call us together, boss? We're going to start working nights.
Now, quiet down, boys. Listen to me. Listen to me.
Let them up now.
The jail held four critters that made no end of trouble for us. We were holding them, hoping they'd name the main troublemaker. Well, they're free. They got loose.
They were busted out, that's what.
The man who did it has been posing as our friend. He called himself the Lone Ranger.
He was dressed as a half-breed the last time we saw him.
Yeah, he was dressed as a half-breed. But that Indian friend of his was dressed the same as usual. Now, boys, we're going manhunting.
Fabian and his companions made a beeline westward to the Kingdon Ranch. It was well after midnight when they reached their destination and reined up.
Hitch your horses, boys. I'll wake the boss.
A moment later, lamplight gleamed in the windows of the house. The door swung open.
Who is...
Hello, Kingdon.
Fabian, what are you doing here? I thought you were in jail.
We were.
We?
Three of the boys are with me.
Three of the...
I hired some men to work with me.
Yes, I heard that you did.
We're coming in.
Now, see here...
Shut up, Kingdon.
A gun.
Back up. Come on, boys. We'll explain to Kingdon that he'd better hide us.
Now, see here. I don't want anything to do with you. I've given you money.
You wanted the railroad stuff, didn't you?
Not if it involved murder. Instead of doing as you said, you hired that scheming Jeremiah Gregg to wreck a couple of trains and kill a number of men.
You seem to be well informed.
I am. I know all about the things you tried to do.
Kingdon, there's something mighty strange about this. I figured you'd be glad to see us.
Glad?
In fact, I thought it was you who sent the Indian and the half-breed to get us out of jail.
The Indian? Half-breed? I don't know what you're talking about. Furthermore, I don't care. Now, clear out.
Sorry, Kingdon. We can't do that. Got to have a place to hide out, and this ranch is it.
Why?
Baby boys. That's it. Now, hang on.
Hold still.
Confound you,
oh,
Fabian.
Shut up. I'll let you have it with this gun.
All right, Fabian. You got the drop on me.
You're showing some sense.
What are your plans?
Here to go hide with you, Kingdon, if we were found here. We'd have to tell the truth about things. We'd have to tell that you and your rancher pals paid for all the trouble the Union Pacific has had, including several murders.
That's not true. I told you at the outset that no one should be injured.
Who's going to believe your story?
Why?
Now get back. Get back! Don't try to jump me when I'm holding a gun.
What do you want?
It's a long way from here to the border. Take considerable cash to finance the four of us until we could get out of the country and settle somewhere else.
So that's it.
Now, your neighbors chipped in to finance my work. They're involved as deeply as you. They'll contribute to send me and my friends out of the country. I'm sure you see it'll be a good investment. We're the only ones who can tie you and Bates and the others into the murders.
And have you blackmailing us from now on? Not on your life. I'll not give you a dime. You can face the music. You can hang.
You'll hang with us.
I'll tell the truth and the people will believe me.
I like fun, they will. If you tell the truth, you'll admit you hired us to block the Union Pacific Railroad. Who believe you ordered us to do it without hurting anyone?
I will.
What? Mask me.
Drop the gun, Fabian.
What?
Oh!
Me fix
up. Now, wait a minute.
Oh! That's the stuff.
Stand back, Fabian.
My arm, it's hit.
We'll dress the wound before we tie you. You two, pick up that man Toto knocked out. Take him to that side of the room.
Come on.
You get over there, Fabian. Watch him, Toto.
Where did you come from?
I'm the one who released you four from jail.
What? You let these four out?
That's right, Kingdon.
We were released by a half-breed.
I discarded that outfit and put on these clothes and my mask while we were trailing you four.
But if you let them out, why did you trail them? Who are you?
I thought they might report to the man who hired them if they had the chance.
And that's what they did.
I learned quite a bit before I declared myself, Kingdon. I'm glad you were opposed to the way Fabian went about things.
Well, I thought those railroad men could be bribed to quit work. Fabian said they could.
Why did you and your friends want them to quit work?
So Congress would stop appropriations for the railroad and the project would be dropped.
Why did you want the project dropped?
It must be dropped. Success for the railroad will mean the end of all cattlemen.
Who said so?
Fabian, who showed me figures. The number of people who are waiting for the chance to come here and settle. The number of farmers who would plow the range.
You believe Fabian?
Well, I...
You still believe him after what you've seen him do?
Yeah.
Kingdon, stop and think. You and Bates and the others are the pioneers who conquered this country. You won it from the Indians. You gave your blood to hold it. Do you think Abe Lincoln would do anything to hurt men like you?
Yeah, I believe Fabian at the time.
You still believe him?
Yeah, I...
Can't you see that it was simply a scheme on his part to get money from you? Money supposedly for bribes? Money that he planned to keep for himself.
Doggone it, I see it now. Listen, something must be done right away. The Dale Creek Bridge.
What about the bridge?
Bates, the other ranchers, and I decided to take matters into our own hands. We drew lots. Bates and Jackson have gone to set fire to the bridge.
Set fire to it?
Yeah, they've got to be stopped. They've got to be made to see things as I see them.
How many of them?
About 10 men all told. Bates, Jackson, and my ranch hands.
How long ago did they leave here?
I don't know, but they plan to start the fire after the moon's gone down.
We can make it if we ride hard. Have you a good horse?
Yes.
Saddle up. Well, I'll help Tonto rope these prisoners.
Right away.
Tonto, we'll tie three of them. You'll have to dress Fabian's wound before you tie him.
Me fix him.
Then you'll have to stay here and watch them. I'll come back when our work is done.
Several parties of railroad men had started out in different directions on the manhunt. But when sharp tracks had been found, Powell had brought all his men into one unit to follow those tracks in the moonlight. He rode ahead with Murphy on one side and McGuire on the other.
The moon makes it as bright as day.
Hey,
look ahead there.
What do you see, Murphy?
That ranch house. Lighted up like a Christmas tree.
What do you make of that, Mr. Powell?
It's late for a place to be lighted.
There's no good in it, mark what I say.
There's horses outside.
Hear that white one? The tracks lead right there.
It's the end of our trail. Come on, let's get going.
Wait. Someone's coming from the house. Two men.
Hey, look. You see him? Masked. Our man. Let's go.
Get up. Come on.
Those horsemen are coming here.
Out of Kingdon. Those are railroad men.
Then we
better... They have questions that we can't take the time to answer. Get that saddle and stay as close to me as possible. Steady, big fella. Come on, Silver.
Get up there.
The Lone Ranger rode alone. He was far ahead of Rancher Kingdon, who in turn maintained a good lead on the railroad men. As he rode, the masked man watched the moon sink closer to the horizon. The moon seemed to become larger, ever larger as it sank. It became a great ball of pale light that rested on the distant line where sky met earth. It served as the background for a settlement of low buildings at the edge of Dale Creek Canyon.
We'll make it. Come on, Silver! Oh, easy, steady, big fella. All right. Come up,
little man. The masked rider roused the construction camp. The bridge builders were angry at being wakened so early. They gathered close, demanding explanations, asking questions.
Who are you? What's that mask mean?
Bring more lanterns here.
What's going on?
Listen to me. I've brought the answer to all the opposition the Union Pacific has had this side of Cheyenne.
Well, let's hear it.
The ranchers misunderstood a lot of things. Here's our leader to explain. All right, go ahead, Kingdon. Talk to these men.
Now, boys, listen to me. Somewhere in hiding, there are men who plan to burn your bridge.
What?
Well, away! Plans are to be called off. Bates, Carlson, Joe, Hawkins, all of you, where we are, come out of hiding. From now on, everything is going to be different.
When Paul and his men reached Dale Creek, they were tired and furiously angry. At first, they refused to listen to explanations. Then they calmed down. And when they had heard what Kingdon and the masked man had told the bridge crew, their anger was entirely gone. They were in high spirits during the return trip and reached the end of track in mid-morning. It was a little later when Jim Paul went to his house to tell Mary what had happened.
So you see, Mary, you were right. That man was the Lone Ranger disguised as a half-breed.
Oh.
But he was all right. He was on our side. He let those prisoners out so as he could find the men on top.
They turned out to be ranchers that had listened to a lot of poison talk.
Well, Dad, now where do things stand?
Ace high. Kingdon and the other ranchers will deal with Fabian and his pals. They'll see that the law gives them all that's coming to them. What's more, they'll help us all they can.
How splendid. And the Indians are suppressed.
From now on, the Union Pacific will have clear sailing all the way. And for that, we can thank the Lone Ranger.
It was a long time before the last spike was finally driven and the Union Pacific Railroad completed. But time, money, even human life means little to men who build for posterity. When the first train thundered westward on tracks that continued unbroken across the entire West, the Lone Ranger and Tonto watched from a hill.
The first one, Tonto. The forerunner of greater things to come.
That right.
Transportation and communication are the foundations of progress, Tonto. They pace the march of progress. And those who contribute to their development are soldiers in the service of their country just as truly as the men who carry guns in war. Men fought and died to make the Union Pacific a reality. Oh, but look, Tonto. Look at that train. Those rails to the horizon and beyond. What man could have a greater monument?
As the nation grew, the Union Pacific kept pace until today, great giants of streamlined power streak across the nation, carrying the passengers with greater luxury and comfort than one would find in the average home. It was the Union Pacific Railroad that led the way for expansion to the West. In leadership, advancement, and the development of new and greater trains, the Union Pacific still blazes the trail, just as it did when that familiar cry rang out in the early West.
Hail Silver! Hooray!
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.